morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Savannah Bond. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Wednesday, October 22nd. Here are the headlines to start your day. Judge Georgia Alexakis decided not to grant a temporary restraining order against Northwestern in the class action lawsuit filed by NU Graduate Workers for Palestine. The lawsuit claims that Northwestern's anti-bias training is discriminatory. Those who do not complete the training will not be able to register for classes. The plaintiffs filed a lawsuit last week. They needed to prove an existence of an urgent and irreparable harm and prove that they have the ability to win the case. Alexis said that although they demonstrated harm, they have, quote, failed to establish the likelihood of success on the merits of the claims that they advance, unquote. The plaintiffs will now file for preliminary injunctive relief, with the next hearing scheduled for December 2nd. Evanston City Council has also adopted a resolution for ICE-free zones, which would ban the use of city-owned properties to carry out civil immigration enforcement efforts by federal immigration officers. It is unclear how these zones would be enforced. Chicago City Council began their yearly budget talks yesterday. They got to ask questions and set up negotiations on Mayor Brandon Johnson's $16.6 billion budget plan. This was the beginning of likely a month of hearings. Governor J.B. Pritzker complicated the hearings by coming out against Johnson's plan to reinstate a $21 head tax per employee for larger businesses, which he estimated would raise $100 million to help balance the budget. Republican members of North Carolina state legislature have proposed a redistricting plan that would likely impede the ability of Democratic Congressman Don Davis to be reelected in 2026. The Republican-held state Senate has already voted to approve, and the House has scheduled floor debates and a vote. Republican legislatures announced that this redistricting is a result of President Trump's call to secure more Republican seats in red states. Japan's parliament elected its first-ever female prime minister yesterday. Sanae Takaichi has underlined her commitment to boosting Japan's national defense. She was elected in a fragile coalition between the Liberal Democrat Party and the Osaka-based right-wing Japan Innovation Party, which pulls the government further to the right. Despite being the first female prime minister, Takaichi has not advocated for gender equality and has conservative views on LGBTQ+ rights. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Savannah Bond. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.